Okay, we have to hurry.
Tell me about the train.
Sometimes, you know, we get to the parking lot, it's been a long commute, and we hear the sound of a train, and we all sort of, you know, collectively groan that we're going to have to wait behind the train. Sometimes it's really short, sometimes they're very, very long. You can't get to the bus in the morning. Like, this lady here has missed the bus 2 times recently because she got stuck behind the train.
Yeah. Can I ask you about...
This is Jamie Kenfield.
Oh, thanks.
She'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, I've only been doing this since October.
Well, so what happens?
Just, I miss the bus. And either I sit and wait for another half an hour, or I drive down to Linwood to catch a different bus. But I did that the first time, and then I won't do that again. I'll just wait a half an hour for the next bus. But that's the last bus. If I ever miss that bus, then that's it.
She goes home.
Then I go home. Or I drive in. So.
How are you finding the commuting, like, here to Marysville and back?
It's better. Well, I guess I'm getting used to it, I would say. I'm acclimating. In the beginning, it was horrible. Because I have a 25 to half an hour drive after I get off the bus. So I do the hour and a half on the bus, and then another half an hour to get home. So my commute is about 4 hours a day. Have a good night.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.